Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Types of grasshoppers, chagovim, that don't have simone tahara, are aser biachila. What's the din with a moisture, or a kind of a sauce that comes out of them? What if I take this grasshopper, pickle it, and this sauce comes out? Heyed Reb Tzadik, Reb Tzadik testified, al tzir chagovim tmeim, on the fluid, tzir is like a fluid or a sauce, that comes out of non-kosher grasshoppers, shutar, that you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because this fluid, it's not part of the grasshopper. It's like a separate zach. It's not like blood. Blood is part of the body. That's how the Matrun explains it. Now, it's not that everyone always held this way. Shem Mishnah Rishayna, an earlier Mishnah stated, an old version of the Mishnayis that existed before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi arranged the Mishnayis. Over there it says, Chagavim Tmeyim, non-kosher grasshoppers, Shenich Vishu, that was like pickled together, im chagovim tohoidim. Kaibish means to invade. An army invades. But sometimes we use it also when you explain things are like pickled together, one thing like invades the other. So you have over here non-kosher grasshoppers that were pickled together with kosher grasshoppers. Chagovim temeim, shenich pishu im chagovim tohoidim. Loi paslu tziron. The fluid of the non-kosher grasshopper, the tzir of the chagovim temeim, does not make the tzir of the kosher grasshoppers aser. So it's mashma from this Mishnah. It's only when they're mixed together. But if it wasn't pickled with the kosher ones, but you had the non-kosher grasshopper fluid on its own, that wouldn't be kosher. So Zokter Tzadik in our Mishnah, he testified that his Messiah was, it is kosher. So again, the tzir that comes out of chagovim temeim is tahar. It's not considered part of the grasshopper. And this is in disagreement with the previous Mishnah that taught us, Mishnah from a previous time that taught us, only when it's mixed with the tzir of kosher grasshoppers that are pickled together, only then is it kosher. But Reb Tzadik says, it's not necessarily true. Even on its own, the tzir is tahar.